I could put it on Anchor. Oh, you talking about like live on live? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I still need to record.
Yeah, the actual audio. That's the shit. Because even sometimes when you're far
on camera, because it's not like my fucking shit. And then every time we record late at night, the quality is not good for live. And I need to at least be able to see it.
It's grainy. That's why I was mad at that other shit. That other shit was green.
So, baby, how did that play out? Let me know.
So, like I said, from the looks of it.
So, guys, we were sitting somewhere, right? Oh, actually, welcome to the show. We've been gone for good reasons. We are,
You probably gotta really get close though.
Really trying to work on. I don't really think so. I think we're good.
Yeah.
I know. There we go. Welcome to the show.
Boo. Little
we'll,
clap.
We'll keep the old shit. Welcome to the show, guys. We've been gone for a while for a reason. Well, we haven't really been gone. It's just that we're working on some dope shit.
And we're gonna be back with the jump off.
Our first. Leave it, babe. Our first.
I think you should do that, but.
Our first episode, well, our second episode had a, we had our guest, Mello. She's on our Insta stories, whether it be Kiki's or I's. We got it on our Kung Fu and Chung Lee page. And it was actually a real success. Like, we discussed the topic, which was a winner, which was body enhancements, aka plastic surgery, whatever you guys want to call it, getting done or whatever. And there's a lot of good info there, like info that like you probably wouldn't get from someone just doing an interview or just like just asking them. It was like off rip, everything was organic. She actually flew with everything and it was like legit good. Like, I went through this and this is who you should go through, this is what to expect, blah,
very
blah, blah,
open and very loving. And it was like a very dope conversation to have. That's what we want on the show. We want not necessarily
interviews. And we gave her prizes. Sorry.
Oh yeah, the champagne. Oh, wait.
We felt up on some boobies.
On some titties, and in the footage, you could totally see him being a perv.
Yeah, but no, guys, it was actually pretty good. pretty good discussion. Thank you for picking the topic. We'll be posting more topic questions. Or just send us some suggestions.
You guys need to vote.
Yeah, like, we are a little MIA, but we're working on something really good. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to hear from you guys. So please subscribe to our YouTube. Hit us up on Instagram, on our Twitter, Kung Fu and Chung Lee. Our email is kungfu.chunglee@gmail.com. Find us on our Instagrams. Kiki.bconnect on IG. And Pretty Face M with two E's, so y'all can find me.
Pretty. I feel pretty.
But right now, let me tell you guys where we at. So we uptown. What we smoking?
They got me outside.
I think we smoking sour, right? I don't even know what to tell you, but this shit, some crazy shit just happened.
And they got me outside, getting ready to get nabbed up in the hood drama.
No, so we sitting outside, right? We in our own little spot or whatever.
Trying to smoke.
And we just see a little red little, you know, hoopty. Stop in the middle of the stop zone, right?
Full blown stop zone.
Full blown drive by, and I don't even know what happened. How
and
many
they yanked. They yanked homie out the car. They yanked cracked his shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
The door was wide. The door was wide open.
The doors was open, and all I hear is ding 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 ding. So I got up.
Emily said ding 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 ding.
So I get up. I grab the weed and I start walking.
Old up. Emily got up.
Old people started getting up and we dip. I'm like,
that's a fact.
Because I don't know what's about to come through.
Emily said old folks get up.
Emily got up. Like, I don't play that. I don't play that bystander.
Sis got
shit.
Out of there. Fucking.
I left the backboard that was already crushing, so I took the important pieces.
You left the whole shit, bro.
No, I took the bud. I left the backwards. You can get more backwards.
You can't get
100. And I don't even smoke backwards. I picked them shits up like, I'm pretty sure it's not just guts in here. Let me just see what's.
Of course not.
The whole other backwards in there.
Absolutely not.
I'm late.
But guys, we are working on. Should we tell them? Some more media. We're working on more content. We're working on developing our content. We are working on actually building a YouTube channel, a fan base, a fucking
show.
Go
subscribe. If you click the link, you can log in with your Gmail. You do not need a YouTube account. And please subscribe. Thank you to the 7, I think, or 8 subscribers we have now. And the 100, 13 to 14 views.
We're working on editing the actual footage from the last episode. We're going to put it up for you guys. We're going to put it up on YouTube. We'll have it up so you guys can get the notification on Instagram. It's going to go on Anchor, so this is going to drop before that one drops. So we just, you know, we got to continue dropping content just for y'all to listen to. Summer is almost over.
Summer over, dog.
Not until fall hits.
Man.
Not until fall hits on September 22nd, which is my actual
birthday.
I need
a sweater. And yes! Virgos!
The last day, too. But I don't even know. It don't feel like fully summer is leaving. It doesn't really feel like fall's coming. Today's weather's pretty comfortable. What is it, September the 9th?
7th.
The 7th. 9/11 is coming up soon, guys. You know, rest in peace to all of those people that we've lost. Then my birthday's right after in 11 days. Just throw that in there.
She said just to get to the countdown. That was kind of
crazy. I don't know what I'm doing. We might have a contest for that day. We might drop something. I don't know. We don't know where we're coming from.
Girl, you so far. You talking up there.
No, they can hear me. I'm telling you, the minute this shit, when we get it up to the recorder, we're gonna hear it. It's pretty loud. Everybody's sneakered out today. Comfortably.
Comfy.
Adidas, Nike. Oh my God. Let me not even say that on the air.
Checks over stripes?
Yeah, checks over stripes. Sushis over stripes all day.
These Adidas Ortholite, whatever these shits is, are the most comfortable sneakers I've ever purchased in my life. And I copped these shits for $40.
What?
$40 cash.
I ain't gonna lie, Adidas do be going on sale.
Not the spot that I get them from, the F, I got 10 pairs of sneakers for like $300.
$365.
That's 36 something a pair. 35 something a pair.
That's a good percentage. I still can't believe that shit happened. I'm just trying to see what's gonna happen, but I ain't trying to see if
nosy magosy. Nah, I wasn't trying to be there when that nigga spun the block.
That is just so.
You know, niggas
how
don't fight.
Fast it happened. When you know we're gonna find it somewhere on the gram. Somewhere on the gram.
You think? I feel like it was only us and the old people. It was like we only saw that. Like I don't even think nobody was quick enough back there with
their
phones.
That's why I was like, yo, let's hurry up and get the fuck up out of here. We don't even know how many niggas are still in that car. Did the niggas even leave? Who was the niggas that left? Like that's weird. The two piece, the driver of the car. Was it like a cab driver?
No.
Not a cab driver.
That's what I'm saying. Driver. Like, yo, what's up? Like,
they two-piece the driver. The driver looked like one of those, you know, dorky looking.
Like a cab driver, nigga?
Like a dorky, you know, babe? One of those college niggas.
That shit looked weird to me. That whole shit was weird. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my whole life. What else do we have for the listeners?
Oh, damn. So, the contest.
That's how you know she's hot.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. The contest. We want to know what is the most interesting thing you've heard on the show, whatever stands out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to email us at kungfu.chunli@gmail.com and let us know. And we will pick the most interesting, the most heartfelt, whatever stands out. Just no dick pics and... Send us tits. I like tits.
Give us shit to talk about. Like,
and also suggest. Yeah, suggest. We want to cater to what you guys want
to listen to. Like, you vote. You guys voted for the surgery, plastic surgery
for
topic.
The surgery.
So, can like that was a good topic, and I know you guys are gonna love it once we drop it. But can we get something else to discuss? Like, one idea was hate. Like, discuss the topic of hate and why do people hate. That's an idea.
Because they love you. People hate because they are so in love with you and they don't know how to deal with it. That's the only way you can hate somebody.
It's a reflection of themselves.
I think it's a reflection of like a confidence deficiency.
You cannot hate somebody unless you love them. You know somebody that they step in the room and it's just like irky. And like you said, a reflection of yourself. So maybe that person is doing better than you or more successful or what you deem successful. So regardless of how friendly they are, it's something about them that irks you. That's like a love that you can't handle. Instead of saying, yo, what you doing is dope.
That anointment from Jesus.
Yo, why you can't? It sometimes touch a demon in you. You feel me? Some people walking around with shit on them that they don't like. You jealous? You can't say congratulations? You can't give a compliment? It's lack within yourself.
Something in your light irritates your demon.
Like they shining and you can't. What you really need to do is roll with the winners. Talk to the guys that's doing better than you.
Pray for a little bit.
Hello. Pray for yourself.
Get in touch with yourself.
Hello.
But if that is set topic.
Be okay with solitude.
Be okay with just dropping little Zen gems.
Yeah, sprinkles.
Little sprinkles.
Listen to the water for a little bit and think of something.
You know what I've been doing for the past couple days? I have been going to sleep instead of to music or to falling asleep to watching something like on the computer. I have put, and it's on Tidal, Apple Music, whatever. Rain or like beach waves, like white noise.
I got mine set. I got one CD set on rain, and you have like thunder. You have rain on your like window.
The rolling, yes. Drops. And that's something that Gabby, my little sister, got me into.
So awesome! Because by the time you hear it,
when you wake up, you feel so like.
By the time you wake up, you ran through the whole CD, but you after a while you start hearing the waves. No matter how low you push your phone,
you hear it,
nigga. You hear. Pshh.
But that like is my splashing, that is my mind zen, I guess, contribution.
Sometimes
suggestion.
I put it on the speaker so I can actually hear it aloud while I'm cleaning.
Mm-hmm. It's calming, like, and it lulls your thoughts. You know, sometimes the shit that you listen to is literally what you're putting in. Like they
that
say, garbage
voice,
in, garbage out. Sometimes you need to.
Yeah.
Your sometimes you can't hear from you because you're filling like your mind with so much other like stuff
bullshit.
Up here. Yes.
Like, it may not even be bullshit, just everything that is worrying you that comes back at the wrong time.
And when you have a little piece, a little white noise, a little, then you could bring down to baseline.
Yeah.
And you could maybe analyze things and come to a calm, especially before you go to bed.
Yeah, you
don't
want
to go to bed with shit on your head. It's never fun. Yeah. But, look at us talking about mind
and body.
And yes.
The inner soul. Not
the
just
inner
so much
soul.
What we have on our feet, but how you know how we can make it through the day fully zen and high.
Send it high.
Yeah. Light it up.
I want to bring back functioning at work high. I think that's a topic I would like to do.
Yeah.
But we'll see what is suggested next. I feel like I want to do like a stoner episode.
Ooh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like a stoner based, like, let's talk about it.
Send us some stoner how to questions. It doesn't have to be stoner specific weed questions. It could be like, how do you do this while high?
Right.
Like, how do you function through these situations while high?
How do you get away being high?
Overall, remain calm. You are high. Don't forget that.
Remain calm.
At all times.
Do not panic.
You are high. Don't forget that. You're not going to blow that high on panicking.
Like,
that's
why?
The point.
You already, wherever you at is wherever you at.
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing is. That's the ambulance.
I know the cars come this way.
Yeah, I see the shits is at the top. They ain't stop you from smoking, Puffy the Magic Dragon. Sister rearranging the bottles, but got the whole spliff like.
I know you're not talking earlier. Two cops.
Oh yeah, and
right
I blew weed.
Yeah.
I blew weed, and
they
probably smelled it.
Right on their head.
Mm-hmm.
They smoked it right on their head.
Yo, I will eat this shit before you take me for a spliff, my nigga.
Right.
What marijuana?
What spliff you talking about?
What marijuana? I will eat the whole shit, filter oil, you heard?
I'll tell you, can I finish? You're not going to listen. You already caught me. You might as well let me finish my blunt. I'm not going to toast
it. And I feel like only a dickhead cop
will be like, you can't.
Yo, put that out. Let me,
You got a filter in there, but don't forget. So you don't smoke the filter. Where'd the lighter go? You got it, bro. But nah, like, you better just give me my ticket and let me finish my blunt.
Yeah, like,
that's the first thing I'm gonna tell you.
You can smoke out of a G-Pen in New York, though. And that's probably for the past, like, couple years, 2-3 years.
Which is so annoying because I'm like, you niggas know that not everybody smoking hookah out of that shit, right? These niggas that are getting
No, but the actual G-Pen, like, you can smoke the cannabis oil out of a G-Pen.
Yeah.
Now it's like the past.
Girl, I love G-Pens. When them shits came out, I had so many in my fucking house, it was annoying. But you get a different
I'm still a blunt girl. I'm not a blunt, rather.
I love concentrate.
I'm still a spliff type of chick.
I love
like,
concentrate.
I feel like the pen, you get your little zip and you get your high.
But
it comes quick.
And it lasts. That shit hits you. To me, depending on what you smoke, if you smoke in shatter and wax.
I've done shatter. I feel like that shit puts you out for real.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Concentrate.
I like to ride my high. I don't like to get smacked. So that's why I like I like papers over
backwards. The good thing about the pens is that you could take it anywhere. And you could just get that one hit
Word.
And be high without
that's
having
true.
To smoke.
Definitely was
a
in the
full.
Movie theaters like
yep.
done.
Yep.
Like in the hotel.
Yep. Yep.
Done. You know
Nobody
what I mean?
Nobody needs to know you smoking. Yeah.
Nah, that's true. I ate all my fruit snacks.
How's the gym treating you? I gotta sign up.
Oh my gosh.
Every day I say I gotta sign up.
I'm going to the gym tomorrow, 11:30. It is treating me very well. I see the difference. Like, everything is just looking tighter, and that's what I want. Like, that's what I need. I just need to start not eating fruit snacks, and then we're going to be well on our way.
I don't even know what I got to stop eating. Some days I'm loaded, some days I'm not. I just know that I can't afford for my love handles to come back.
I love a good chicho. I feel like...
I'm good.
I love it.
See, because my body's not made for chichos.
My body is not made.
My
I like
shape
that.
Comes from in here, from this part.
Uh-huh.
The chichos fuck up the hourglass.
Okay. Chichos are not well.
Yeah, I'm like, I have like, cause I'm like, when I lose weight,
this
I lose it on
is
my
like
ribs.
The purge truck.
So I'm
no funny shit. I'm sorry. I know I would say that that's some hot shit, but this shit is just like tweaking my shit that is sitting there.
Yeah.
Like
who is dying?
They not dying because ain't nobody going nowhere.
Who's dying that badly that you gotta leave
the
shit on?
That's what I'm saying.
Could you
like,
turn this shit
off?
Go pick up your motherfucking
patient.
Come
choo,
back,
choo,
turn
choo,
them
choo,
on,
choo,
and bloop, 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 and make you right or left and go about your business.
Yo, deadass, because the light is tweaking
bloop,
my shit. Right, bloop, bloop, heavy week. The lights is kind of tweaking my shit.
You know what I want?
Okay.
What's your discount again at Gucci?
30%.
I wonder
why. Why are we talking about that on this?
Just stop it.
Yeah, we
could
edit it right there.
Oh, my bad.
Nah, I'm still trying to figure out. That shit was epic.
What?
That was a TMZ moment.
Oh, we win this?
Yeah, nigga. Can't nobody tell me that shit's gonna end good. Something's gonna give. Nigga ain't not gonna just take getting slapped like that. Even the old niggas was like, nah, we out. Regular scary people, whatever, boom, boom, boom. The nigga start cackling. Nigga, I sat down. In the middle of the beginning of the shit. Come on, you gotta keep going. Y'all can go.
Nah, I'm good.
Y'all can go. That's exactly what I said. Y'all can go.
Nah,
go.
I'm
yo,
good.
You're not gonna go through. I'm like, God, I just heard the clowns.
I'm good.
I know,
but
after this tunnel, it's nothing but clowns. So I'm gonna sit right here. Oh, but there's no exit. Yes, there is. These niggas live, they leave somehow. I know it says no re-entry. We could go right back the same way we came in. We could go right back the same way out. I'm not going through the whole thing.
I'm not doing it.
Nah, that shit freaks me out. And then they got the niggas with the teeth. Like, it.
Yeah, I was never with the scary.
What
and I'm a Halloween baby. My birthday is on
Halloween.
I know.
Halloween, like, I don't
but I never it. I never was with the scary. Like we not doing no 3D, like, touching.
We not
like,
doing no shit that popped out.
Yeah, like,
that
don't do that. I'm the wrong one for it too, cause I'm running, I'm trampling children.
Not even that. I'm
with me and the kids,
I'm
right?
Like, I'm gonna have a reflex. Sorry.
Yeah, like I can't, cause I'm really going to like some survival mode shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm out of it. I'm beating
what
it on y'all.
Chainsaw
one.
Shit. Like,
I'm gonna beat a nigga in
chainsaw.
The field, and y'all gonna be calling my phone like, "Key, where are you? I'm outside.
I'm arrested.
I'm outside.
Cause I hit one of the cast members. Like, well, nigga, that chainsaw shit
arrested.
Is not cool.
Arrested
that
for assaulting one of the cast members of the shit. Nah, I'm dead.
I don't like that. I don't like that shit. And niggas gonna try to make it real scary. They'll come real close to you. Like, how I know that chainsaw ain't gonna
accidentally
off? Yeah,
like, and I don't give a fuck what's real, what's fake.
She's phony. That shit sound
she's
real.
Fake.
When to be on the floor doing a little sparky spark shit. So, not good.
Niggas is outside drinking Coronas.
Mm-hmm.
Eat smoking blunts.
So trying to figure out what they eat. Witness the whole little situation. Whole little whoop-de-whoop.
Not a whoop-de-whoop.
Nigga, that shit was so fast. It was so fast. I'm still amazed.
So if you was a New Yorker, how would you describe that whole situation?
Nigga, they pulled up and it was a whole whoop-de-whoop.
So
and it was over.
Alright, so boom. Niggas pulled up, right? In the red little car shit, right?
In the red little hootie. They pulled up in a hootie.
They pulled up in a hootie,
no,
John.
Red hootie.
Then some shit pulled up behind them, right?
Yeah, but they stopped the traffic, though.
They stopped the traffic.
Niggas
up
hop out the
boop,
shit. Our doors is open.
Boop, boop.
Boop, boop. All you hear is, you know, little two-piece.
Boop, boop,
boop,
boop, boop.
And niggas got back in the car. And we like, yo, we out.
And skrrr.
And we out.
That was what happened.
Literally. Everything happened like in a minute or two.
Nigga, that was not even no minute. Niggas got up off there like ha cha cha cha.
They was there the minute we seen the arms go really fast, we was moving like.
Nah,
that
nigga was cracking his shit
so
like.
So anything could
heard.
Change in the New York minute.
Anything
huh?
could change in the New York minute.
Oh yeah.
We ain't even done rolling up. I was still crushing.
It is
I was still crushing it when I got up. I was still crushing. When I crossed the street, I was still crushing. Nigga I was holding on to the weed.
Nigga said, I'm holding on to and weeding.
Yeah, the nigga was at the door waiting for shit to pop off so he could open up his door. And I was right behind him because if shit pop off and this man opened his building door, I'm in that building door, bro. The fuck down. You heard? I don't know if Lito peeped, but I walked mad slow in front of him and I was like, excuse me, because I want to lay down here. I don't know what's going this way. I don't know what's going that way. But I'm going to lay down right by this car. Yo, I was setting up shop, boy. Because I was ready for setting a ring off. I was like, yep, I'm going to lay down right here. It's going to be right. You got to choose a spot. Clean. You can't just roll clean up on some shit. You want to lay down in some nasty shit. I was like, yeah, right here.
Clean little spot.
This is yo, it. I was going to calmly lay to the side, too, and just inch on down like here. I was waiting for that man to open that door.
And then they didn't even pick nobody up. This fucking empty ass ambulance. Oh, they did? Why your lights?
Yo, I was waiting for the nigga to open up that door.
The whole time.
I'm like, if he open up this door to this building, that shit go off, man. Sir, hurry up, sir.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
You got your keys out because mine's is in my pocket. Excuse me. I live on a 6th floor. Shit only got 4 floors in that bitch. 4 floors in that bitch. I've been living here.
I've been living here my whole life.
Wow.
Okay, so just to explain what happened, right? Em and Lito be on they punch buggy shit hard. Lito really. And thank Lito you. Got Em earlier today, right? So this is how you put things into the universe. You understand? You speak what you want. A silver punch buggy, we by the park by some shit. They got me somewhere. And the shit just cruised by so smooth, like, Emily, look at me.
It was the old head, too.
Yeah, I got 2 punches at that bitch. I got excited.
Damn, you punched her 2 times.
I don't know if you felt that first one again.
I felt the second one. Definitely.
Yo, she was like, here's a punch, but look at the reason why I'm punching you.
Yes, look. You need to see. Yo. The silver one.
That was it. That made my night. That was it. That was, like, perfect. That was perfect. I'm so... All is fair in love and war. Be kind to each other. I like that Ellen John. I like that a lot.
Be kind to one another. That's what I want to go to the Ellen show. I need to win some shit.
Hello.
Shit.
But and punch buggy. Keep punch buggy alive, you heard?
Right.
With these slackers. Oh, yeah, out here not getting punched. I'm done. I'm ready.
And cut.
That's
it. Beautiful, guys.
Beautiful. Yes. Dynamite. That was good. That was
since the podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.